Blog Talk Radio.
When I hear her,
I just get real crunk. I be like, yeah.
And you know, all of her songs are just ratchet. So
yeah. I only see you listening to ratchet stuff. You know, I don't see you listening to
you every now and then. Every now and then, I might like something. Yeah. I ask you first who they are.
Yeah, I can't see you listening to Future, you know, Irv Gotti. I don't see you. Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Okay, who's the rapper that got this saying out right now? What is it? Is you finished or is you done? Did I say it right? Is you finished or is you done? Is that how you, or is y'all finished or is y'all done? What's his name?
Girl, don't give me a line.
It's like a big thing about Birdman. That's his name.
Oh, Birdman. You got to put some respect on that. You know, put respect on my name.
Have to get up on my rap game a little bit.
Yeah, you gotta get up on that rap game, you know. Hey,
just,
your
price
is way too high. You need to cut it. You know, get up there, girl. So speaking of, you know, artists and all that, did you make it to the Beyonce concert?
Did I? Y'all, I went and I came out with a second bath. That's all I'm going to say.
Whoa! A bath?
The
hell?
Yeah. Actually, I got baptized again.
Baptized again? What? You mean she was wetting y'all up with water?
Yes. She did this song.
No. I mean, like literally with water. I mean, like it looks
like real water on the stage. They poured the water on the stage, and Beyonce and her clique, the Beehives, they came out and they were doing like some kind of like, you know, ritual dance. Some like chant, you know, she's from Louisiana, you know, they was doing all that crazy stuff, and very entertaining, but I didn't know that, yeah, she was going to be stomping in this water, and this water's going to go everywhere. My phone ain't waterproof, my makeup, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I didn't have my waterproof mascara, so I look kind of crazy at the end. I was soaked. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then they went down. They did some kind of, like, scoop up with some water. Like, they was, you know, just spraying it on everybody.
Oh, yeah, that means you were sitting, like, really close.
Yeah, I was close. I mean, that was a good seat. Don't get me wrong. You know, I didn't want to get wet. You know, when you're pretty, you're cute, you just sit pretty.
Oh, I know you were pretty, too. What'd you wear, girl?
You didn't get up.
What's that outfit looking like?
Had that fro going, have a little Beyonce, feminine all up, you know, like from what they did with the Super Bowl, but I did a little twist on it. So
that's
what I, you know, just like did a little replica of that. But
oh,
I was
wow.
cute. You know, that's the point I'm trying to make with you. It's a good thing that I did have fro hair, so, you know, got wet. You know how we sister girls are
right.
about our hair, girl.
Yes, ma'am. Don't play.
But, I mean,
like right now, I'm wearing this wet and wavy hair, girl. So she could have wet me, and I
would have been cool. You'd have been cool. It would have been waved
just
up on you.
Shake and go, girl. Just that shake and girl. Go. Shake and go. Mm-hmm. Like shake and bake, just shake and go. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, she got that kind of hair, you know. Like
she better not give me. Beehive,
No, I was like, you should have, like, in my head, I'm playing, like, she looked at me, though. She knew.
She looked at you,
she
girl.
Knew.
Uh-uh.
She looked
no,
at
she
me.
Look at
she
you.
Knew she wet me. She knew she wet me. She, and then she probably looked at me like, oh, she wearing a hat. She cool.
Oh, you had on a hat, girl?
I had a little hat, little something going, little something.
Oh, get it?
That was cute.
Oh, you was cute.
Yeah.
Girlfriend was cute.
Mm-hmm. Every time you step out, you know how I do.
Oh, yes, I know how you do. I know how you do. Be like one of my.
So how was your weekend? Don't start no mess now. Don't be starting early.
No,
it's too early.
No.
I ain't really got my little midnight snack yet. And I'm just trying to go with you.
Oh, you
right
had
now.
Your snack?
Trying to go.
No ice, no nothing. Yet. I didn't have time. I didn't have time to stop and get my ice. You know, I love chill on Sonic Ice or Racetrack Ice, and I didn't have time. I was rushing from a meeting.
I got a question.
What is?
You can tell who ice you chewing. Are you like an ice connoisseur or something like that? Because you know, like you say Racetrack, then you say Sonic. Like, oh, you are. Okay, so you know if they got the water from the glaciers off the water tip and stuff like that. You know if that water been faucet water or bottled water. You do.
Yeah, it's like I know the difference between between Dallas water and Arlington's water. You know, it's a difference. Yeah,
it is. They use different kind of filters for the city.
I think so.
I don't know what is up with this Dallas and Fort Worth kind of thing. To me, okay, like it's really not a rivalry because people. I don't know. Since I've moved here to Texas, people have a little rivalry here with the Dallas folk and the Fort Worth folk. That's what I noticed. And I'm like, it's not like, like how I'm from Cali and we got Oakland.
Uh-huh.
And you have L.A. That's a real rival, not for people that live in the same city, basically. One freeway, you can get to each other. You know what I mean? Like,
uh-huh,
I don't
uh-huh.
get it. Y'all like 20 minutes. You can explain. You D-girl. So what is a rival with Fort Worth?
You know, hey, I just do a lot of modeling out there, so I don't, all the stop six stuff. Hey, we're going to have a caller to call in or something and explain the rivalry.
So you do you know what I'm talking about, right? Like sometimes,
I know,
have you heard that over time?
Yeah. I don't, stop six, I don't want to say the wrong stuff, but I'm not trying to get beat up in any type, form of fashion.
Right.
It's some type of rival. So if someone's from Fort Worth, stop six, call in. Let me give you the number.
I really want to know like what the rivalry is about. It's just a trip to me.
So let me give him the number. It's 646 area code 668-8898. So all the stop six, all the seven, stop sevens, eights, nine, whatever ward you're from. Because
I would think, if you're from Texas, I would basically think, you had your rival of San Antonio or Houston or Austin, not.
No, girl.
Since you got to go far, not know, city people, 15, 20 minutes away from you. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't get it. Because they, over time,
right
they say
the
Dallas is.
right across the street. I got you, Duncanville.
Meet me by the Cheddar Ball Court.
Duncanville. Oh, check it out. We have a caller from area code 214. What'd it do? You're on Shenanigans.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing fine. Calling in to support the radio show.
Oh, that's what's up. I appreciate that. So you've been listening to us? Or are you just not jumping on the bandwagon?
Who this?
Okay.
Yeah, why are you saying? Who's this? Where you calling from?
This Fred. I'm calling from Grand Prairie, by way of Dallas and Fort Worth.
Grand Prairie.
Hold on. Grand Prairie or Grand Prairie? Which one?
Grand Prairie.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Perry.
Okay. He's from Fort Worth.
Oh, you from Fort Worth?
Yeah, I lived in the phone.
Snap.
Maybe just the way he said Grand Prairie, you kind of guessed.
Right. I ain't proper like y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what's up, though. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, I get on your level, too, you know what I'm saying? So tell us about the Stop Six, you know, since you said you're from Fort Worth, right?
I think he said Fort Worth, Dallas, and then he said Grand Prairie. So I think he's a chameleon, so he can blend.
Yeah, I blend in on all levels. I've lived in Dallas. I lived in South Dallas.
Oh,
I lived in the east side of Fort Worth.
Whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. You would live in South Dallas?
Yeah, where the black people live.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, aren't they everywhere?
No, they're mainly in South Dallas, though. Well, yeah, but, I mean, if you want to see black people, go to South Dallas.
Yeah, like real black people. You got real black people. And then you got the bourgeois, you know.
Yeah. You know, you have like black, and you got black, you know what I'm saying?
Like you said, I'm a chameleon. I can blend in with all of them. I love them all.
Okay. Well, we do appreciate you calling in, and I guess you'll be a part of our show.
I would love to.
Okay. So I'm just going to ask you, are you single, married, seeing somebody, gay? What's you're gay. Fred is gay. Okay, gay. Okay.
Sorry. Don't play. I use a man-only bathroom.
That's why. You ain't saying that, huh? What happened?
No, I use a man-only bathroom. I love women.
Well, you know, I don't know, because the bathrooms are changing now. You might get surprised. You know, you might see it.
You know what? I'm going to ask that question. So you going into a bathroom nowadays, right? Have you ran into that yet? You haven't?
If I go in a bathroom and there's a bike in there, but she kind of fine, she might end up in trouble.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So are you saying you're a racist now? I mean, what kind of trouble is she going to be in?
Hey, man, I might try to holler. Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? You still got that that thing down there. No, I might bring you back on the right side.
Like,
man, I done seen some bikes that can get it. They be sagging. Like, man, that's kind of good. So you never know.
So are you one of those, like if they're a lesbian, you can always, you know, change the way they think about women?
I don't want to change them. You know what I'm saying? Just come on over and play on the right side every now and then.
Maybe you sit on the right side.
Yeah, well, you know, man.
She just didn't like the games over there.
Fred, okay, you have a lesbian. You think you can change her? You think you can put that thing on, that thing out, you know, make her like, ooh, I love.
I want her to stay a lesbian. We can both be lesbian.
Really?
What?
Yeah,
you can't be a lesbian?
I love women.
So, yeah, but that's not, yeah. Oh,
that's,
oh.
Yeah.
That's
you can't be a lesbian.
Oh. They like what
you
like.
Oh, well, whatever.
So you wouldn't be called a lesbian.
Hey, we both enjoy women, so whatever she want to call me, she can call it while we explore together.
Oh, so basically you're saying you're into the whole multiple partners during sexual time. That's what you're saying.
Oh, we in the swinging and everything. I like this topic. Come on, let's get with it.
If he was a swinger, he would have to be married to swing. But I think he likes bringing home different ladies.
Not necessarily.
Well, y'all school me. Y'all swingers school me. Go ahead.
I'm going to put it out there. I have this, I'm a club promoter. So I'm promoting this party. And it's going to be swingers. It's going to be all kind of sexual stuff going on. I got a flyer, but I haven't posted it on my page. But I do have a flyer.
Well, yeah.
So you
going to
be swinging
that
night?
I'll send it to you, Fred. I'll send it to
you. Yeah, send it to
me. I sure will. Yes, sir. Huh? You gonna be what? You gonna bring who? What'd he say?
He's not bringing KL. Ever.
That's what I'm calling Ready Freddy.
Ready
Freddy.
I'm so confused.
Hey,
if he wanted to go to, I don't know. I don't know what he wanted to do. He wanted to be with the lesbians. Then he wanted to be, the swinger play. He all over the place with the sex.
Hey. If it's
you
women,
Freaky Freddy. Oh, Freaky Freddy. There we go.
Hey, if it's women involved, you know, it is what it is.
It ain't always women.
Hey, it is what it is.
Oh, snap. Freaky Freddy. Yes.
So have y'all ever had any experiences? Let me switch this around. Y'all ever had any experience on the wild side? Tasted any good?
I mean, I've never been involved with a man who wanted me to bring another woman into the bedroom either.
Because I'm all that. You know, I'm not going to be
there. She
out
there at a
family
size of potato chips. Go on, girl. Yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah?
I'm just saying, like, you don't, I mean, if he's not satisfied with that woman, you don't need to be with him.
Yeah,
you know,
if he has to bring somebody else into the,
it's not just for fun. I think that's just to satisfy a greed that men have, you know.
Right.
Is he going to be with one woman? Are you going to be with, you know, multiple women? But don't settle on somebody long term, and then you bring an extra people into your bedroom.
Well, it's just a fantasy of it. I mean, you know,
a fantasy.
And it, yeah,
you
and
don't
it's,
have
it's,
to
it's,
act on a fantasy, though.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. If your man be like, sorry, babe, you know, let's go ahead and bring this little shawty in.
Now, my man, no, not my man. And that's not a request he will ask because I'm just enough for him.
Right, right.
Oh,
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
I mean, to each his own. Some people, you know, they get down like that, then they be mad about the guy leaving them for the girl that they done brought into the bedroom.
I like this here. I don't want to share, at least not intentionally. You know, I don't want to know.
Now, these ones that are out there cheating, you know, you don't know what they dipping out in, you know?
Yep.
But if I have some control and he wants to say, hey, let's bring some, no, that's a no-no. That's an automatic no. No brother should be bringing that to the table. Not with me.
But
if
it won't be cheating because he's bringing it to you.
No, I didn't say he was cheating. I said there are brothers out there that cheat and you don't know about it. You know what I mean?
Right. So you might as well normally participate.
No. No, because I'm like this. I always slip it up. If a dude ever asks me that, I'm going to say, hey, would you like a man in the bedroom with you?
Well, that's different. Well,
I don't see no difference in that.
You don't want to see another dick.
Jay Shell, do you see a difference? So it's okay for a woman to sleep with a man in front of that woman, but it's not okay for that man to sleep with his woman with another man in front of that.
Oh, yeah, they don't want dicks touching. They don't want a dick on their lap.
They want the female to take suit with that vagina touching her. Yeah, it's a double standard to me. If you want
it's,
that,
it's,
I get what I want to.
Nah, but when women do it, it's beautiful. It's smart. When men
you
do
don't
it,
know
it's barbaric and boo-boo and nasty.
How would you know?
Because it just don't. Nah, that don't even sound like.
How would you know though? How would you know? Have you ever experienced that?
No,
some woman brought another dude in the bedroom with you. I mean, how would you know this, Nancy? They say love is beautiful.
Because,
that rainbow, they love that.
Nah, that's different. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's not lovely. You know, that's barbaric. You know, but two nice women caressing and hugging and licking and all that good stuff. That's
men
that's
do
wonderful.
That too. That's why we have two genders doing the same thing, you know.
Nah. That's different. You know, double standards.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah, double standards are real. I believe in it. Hey, it is what it is. I believe in double standards.
Okay.
Already.
So you like
put
the
some
swinger
respect on
and
it.
All this type. Yeah, put some respect on it. That's
put
okay.
Put some respect on it.
So, no, Fred, have you ever been to any of these clubs that people just having random sex with each other and
yeah, I've been
private
to a couple
rooms?
Of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of them. And, you know, I mean, but it was more like to watch. I mean, I ain't really just never got down like that, but I have been to a
You went to one where you watched a man and a woman have sex, or, you know,
it was
a
like,
woman and a woman?
It was all kind of stuff going on, and you just kind of just look, you know, be nosy, you know, but It was all kind of stuff going on.
Oh, we got another caller. Oh, they calling in tonight. That's what I'm talking about. Is it another caller? Erica 214, you there? Oh, don't get scared. Don't talk. Hello?
It did sound like a bunch of static. Maybe they the connection is bad.
They on that Boost Mobile.
They on that Boost Mobile? Oh, dang.
They on that.
Maybe it's cricket. But we'll give them another chance.
No, they're on the line. Caller. Well, caller, I tell you, why don't you hang up and call back? Because I hear all this. Hello?
That's a lot of static. That's a lot of static.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah. Get rid of that prepaid phone. It calls back on a T-Mobile, Sprint, Verizon, AT&T. Yeah, call us back on that. No more prepaid. No, none of that.
Hey, I heard T-Mobile
ain't
doing
that
well either, so.
Huh? What you say? Oh, this girl is shady. What you say, girl?
No, I said I heard T-Mobile ain't all that either, so, you know.
Oh, I've been with T-Mobile.
I'm going to need you to bring the soprano down in your voice. Bring the soprano down in your voice. That was a bit high pitch for me. That just went up. Got my ears bleeding. Bring it down. Bring it down tonight.
Oh, man. So Fred, what is your occupation? What do you do? What do you, you know, how you make your living?
What's publicity, lover all over the world, international, no? I mean, this is
just... Well, you know,
international lover, what you say?
I ain't say hell. Don't get that started.
It just sound like you was all over the place. I'm sorry.
No, I'm going to be international lover next week. When I'm in Cancun for the Cancun jump off. y'all ever get a chance to check that out? The Cancun jump off, it's crazy. It's like the biggest, blackest party ever. It's crazy. Yeah. But I own a party bus service, and I also work for the post office.
That's it.
Oh, hold on. You have a party bus?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. So you just all of the Metroplex, you know, you just on people on the party bus just doing whatever.
Yeah,
on
got,
this party
got
bus.
The triple pole. Got the triple pole on and everything.
Oh, I need yes, honey. I need the stripper pole. I need like strobe lights. I need the fog light. Yeah. Oh, get it. Wow, I like that.
What you say,
Kael?
You say get it.
I didn't say that. That's
my friend.
That's Jay Shell. She has like she is three personalities in her. It's just bringing back memories for her. You know, they used to call her the coffee grinder back in the day.
Don't do it. She always tried to call me a stripper. No.
We still ain't found out which was a night job. Cause
okay,
I work at night.
Okay, that's what we call her, Tommy, the female Tommy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, she got this good, she got a great cover up. Don't get me wrong. She got a great cover up, but it just don't add up. It don't add up because it's like, I see her take these selfies. And they're always in the bathroom. If you think about strippers, in the bathroom.
I take some in my
It's not adding up to me. It's just not adding up.
She ain't got no add on back page, bitch. What's her name?
Oh, it's like extra. She'd be extra. I just be like, And it'd be all the dudes on her page.
Okay,
I'm just like,
Right, working at the up there, honest.
She knows she did.
Be frying hot wings at Onyx.
No.
I work at the strip club frying chicken.
I'll be outside in my little truck selling plates and stuff, you know.
See?
KL talking about she modeling. She out there busting it open, too. Do a Nicki Minaj on stage.
Never.
You probably got a little cover yourself.
No, I have actually
laid
that back my story up. I don't know what you be doing international.
Yeah, y'all proper girls.
Spread a dick everywhere.
Y'all
girls. It be the party buses. You know, he undercover, so he could be on the party bus saying that he driving the party bus, but girl, he running a strip club on that bus.
Hey, yeah, I have thought about it.
I mean, that'd
be worm, big
turn. A nice little business right there. I mean, that,
yeah.
A mobile. A mobile strip club
/ swingers lounge. I don't will.
See? Told you.
Keep
it
moving. You need to cut it while you're driving down the street.
Yeah.
Windows all fogged up. Don't even need limo tint.
So have you ever had sex on your bus?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
you already know the answer to that. I didn't even need to ask and hear the answer.
I mean,
he done said he was an international lover.
That's the part of the initiation process. You got to, you know what I'm saying, you got to turn up on her. That's how you break it in. You don't want nobody else keep to hit your seats before yours do, you know what I'm saying? So you got to do what you got to do.
I just want some of these women. Because I'm just trying to get this whole personality going about you because it just ain't adding up right now.
What ain't adding up?
It just sounds like you're a bit, bit nasty.
No, it's being, see, the thing is, no, honestly,
it's not,
the thing
it's
is,
one thing to be, you know, raunchy, you know, like, I mean, you know, I don't know. You,
no,
do you respect women?
But, no, but the thing is, a lot of people. No, it's not even about that. But the thing is, you know, you have a lot of people that's not open with their sexuality. You got a lot of people that do a lot of stuff behind closed doors but afraid to talk about it. My thing is, go ahead and keep it 100. Even if you got to do it.
Yeah, well, we're asking
that.
We're asking you questions, then they come back something else. So that's, I'm going to just get it all on the surface first, and then I process it, and then I'm ready to again.
Yeah, because my thing is, man, you know, people need to just keep it 100 and own it. You know what I'm saying? You got a dude, and your dude wants you to do some wild, freaky stuff. Go ahead and do it. Be proud to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so I don't think they'll be negative doing it. So, but if they said they didn't want to do it, you can't be like, oh, yeah, you go ahead and do it. That's, you make your man happy. You know what I mean? Like, if a woman turned you down to have another woman in the bedroom, that's something that you will keep pursuing with her, hoping that she will break, or you just get off that subject.
I mean, well, something like that's a little bit different. I mean, because, you know what I'm saying, yeah. I mean, now I wouldn't keep pursuing it. If she don't want to do it, then she don't want to do it, that's a preference. But any other thing, you know, she wanted you to, you know what I'm saying, she was like, hey, babe, I want you to go ahead and toss this salad. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, I know it's that time of the month, but I'm still horny. You still got to handle your business. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's all kind of stuff like just you got to be able to please your mate. Anytime, any place, whenever they ready. You know what I'm saying? Now, bringing in other people, yeah, that's a, you know, that's a bit much. But when it's just y'all two, anything goes. There is no no.
So, Jay Shell, you believe there is not a you believe that you can't tell your man no? He's asking for a request, and y'all in this together, like he said. You can't tell your mate no?
Yeah, I can tell him no.
Oh.
But if I tell him no, he'll be, you know, he'll be like, well, what do you mean no or something? You know what I'm saying? I get a, he might
okay,
question,
so
like,
I guess the better question is it something that's been out of your comfort zone that your mate has asked you to do? Yeah.
No.
That you have not agreed to want to do?
Yeah, nothing. I had to laugh. Why are you laughing? Yeah, no, because he gonna ask me like to do something. I mean, he bought some restraints or whatever, and I was like, okay.
You know
so
what? I forgot. I'm not even worried about you because you're a freak. Because I know he's you the freak. I forgot. Never mind.
What about you, KL? How you get down?
I mean, how I get down is what my business with my man is. You know.
But I mean, you know what I'm saying? We speaking on it. You know,
I'm speaking on this. I already told you I don't do the extra people in the bedroom. With that man. No, I'm just saying,
so
that's what I like. I like my attention with my man and what his request is, and we make it happen. But it's never bringing people into the bedroom.
Right, but if he requests anything, you down.
Yeah, my
between
person
y'all
I'm
two.
With. Yeah, like that's. But
all
he's
right.
never gonna ask that. I'm never gonna ask to bring a man into the bedroom for him. Never,
because right, right.
he puts it down like 10 plus men. So I don't need any extras. I don't need any extra men in the bed. You know, I'm not missing out on anything. He takes care of everything. Everything,
I mean,
every inch
I mean,
of his body, he takes care of.
What,
I'm saying he's like 10 plus men. He might be, shoot,
damn,
like 100 and, you know,
oh,
I'll be a fool to leave that. Everything. I'll be a fool. I'm just saying, you'll be a fool to leave that for somebody else. That's all I'm saying. When you when you're in a relationship, I look for the better. Now that person
uh-oh.
From whenever might have been okay. Yeah, it is what it is. But when you go on to the next person, and they 10 times better than that last person before, I ain't going nowhere. I'm pretty much playing it.
Oh man, but hey,
I'm just saying. I mean, I everybody may not feel like that. Everybody may not feel like that.
We gotta pay our sponsors. You know what I'm saying? We gotta pay some bills real quick. So we're gonna take a quick, you know, little commercial, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey, I don't want to
go on commercial when I want to talk. Want to go on commercial when I talk? Go ahead with your commercial, shenanigans.
Come on, shenanigans. Come on, let's go get it.
Damn, baby.
I gotta share me.
Damn.
Tuning in to Shenanigans with Jay Shell and KL on Curves Mag Radio. Oh, should I say Curves Radio? Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. But be sure to call in at 646-668-8898. And, yeah, let's get back on the sex.
Just love how you got cut off from the commercial. You back on what? I said what I said. Well, he asked, so I hope that answered the question. So, moving on.
Yeah, she got. She said she has 10 men. I mean, what you think,
I have one man, but it's like having 10 men in one. You know, so
damn.
You don't need.
What makes all those ten hands on you?
I wouldn't need another in the bedroom to make up for where he's lacking, or having some sexual fantasy with somebody. Like, I think I'm more, like, aggressive on this conversation because I feel like a man who is not getting enough from that woman to make her or even ask, have the audacity to ask her to bring somebody else in the bedroom, to me, that's just, you know, that ain't my cup of tea. He can keep it pushing.
Yeah, he's pushing like 100 men.
So he's going to push somewhere else, not over in my place and not over in my bedroom, you know.
I've never done a threesome or anything like that.
And I never will because I feel like if he ain't comfortable with bringing a man in there, you shouldn't be expecting me to bring a woman in there. You know, if he come up putting his finger up your butthole, go ahead and let the girl put the finger up your butthole.
Hey, can we explore that subject, though?
Okay.
Let me ask y'all a question. How do y'all feel about men who like women tossing a salad? Is it gay for a dude to enjoy a woman tossing a salad?
I mean,
because personally, as a dude, it's all about the positioning of the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If a dude is in a doggy style position, that's gay. If the dude got his leg in the air, that's gay. But
in the air, okay,
In the air. But you know what I'm saying? If she doing the fellatio situation and drop down a couple more inches and handle it like that, then that's great. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I know like a lot of guys, this is a taboo subject because I remember it's like when guys talk about it, like, nah, that's gay. But I hear a lot of women say that dudes like getting their salad tossed.
Yeah, they do.
You know,
they do.
But a lot of dudes, it kind of seemed like it's the 90s when dudes used to lie about not going down on females. Now it's like the same thing now with dudes like, well, I don't want no girl licking my ass. Hey, that stuff feels good. But it's just different positions that you're supposed to be in and make it not gay. You know what I'm saying?
I'm done. This is hilarious.
But, you know what I'm saying, I also ain't no sticking no fingers in there. And that's a no-no. Should no dude like a woman stick her fingers in there. You know what I'm saying?
All right, right.
You know, because, you know, I just heard KL said something about a finger in a backside. So, you know, that's cool for women.
But the woman can lick on it all day and all night, huh?
Yeah, she can. You know what I'm saying? But
done to him, okay.
Yeah, no fingers and objects in there, you know, besides the tongue. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
No, that ain't what that is. You know, but it's so much stuff to explore, and I just feel like, you know, everything or most things should be explored, should not be off limits. You know, especially if especially if that's your partner. If that's your partner that put it down like 200 men, then you know what I'm saying? Yeah, hey, gotta do what you gotta do. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right,
right. Hey, it is what it is. I think y'all getting kind of low, man. I don't know, man.
I mean, I was waiting to finish your comment. I'm not going to interrupt you.
Oh,
I was trying to give, you know, I want to make sure I listen before I respond. So I've listened. And you just gave a, you know, of tossing the salad, so you like that, right? But there's limits on what they can do to you, right?
I mean, really, the only limit I have is don't stick nothing in my butt.
Okay, no butt plugs, no nothing like that.
Nah, that's gay. You know what I'm saying?
Her tongue, yeah.
That her tongue, yeah. Other than anything else, nah. You know what I'm saying? That's off limits. You know, that's,
but you can do it. You can do it to her.
Oh yeah, all day, and she should enjoy it.
Just getting a clear answer.
Do you like that? Do y'all enjoy that? Some backdoor action.
I mean,
no, I don't let anything go in my butt.
I mean, I heard women get their best orgasm off of that.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't. Maybe other women you could talk to, but you know, everybody has a different preference. But I'm saying, like, it ain't like it's something that I don't want to do. So you know, it ain't.
But
gonna
if
be
you
like,
do,
I'm
if your dude is like, sorry, babe, you know what I'm saying? Let's just go ahead.
Yeah,
and
but
do
what
it
you
one gotta time.
Understand is, like, if the dude, yeah, but if I say no, there is a no there. You get
okay,
it?
Okay, and then.
And so then I have no problem. So you, like, I don't know, like, you're not under, you're missing something. It's not always a yes, you know, just because you're feeling
time,
it. But it's not
time.
Always a yes. So it's okay to say no if you're
it's
not comfortable
yes.
or you don't want to do that. Maybe
there
it's always,
always
a yes with
yes.
you, but, you know, but
no,
there's
no.
a no
you
when it comes to certain things about you, though. So.
Right.
Go ahead.
But there's women that will say yes where you'll say no.
Okay.
So it might be no to you, but if your man wants that, it's a lady at work or around the corner that's gonna say yes.
So I got a question. My question is this: when you get with a woman and you've talked to the woman, because I'm big on communication, we talk
right.
about sex, we talk about sexual activity and what we like from each other. So when you get to know that person, and I know that. He doesn't want anything going in his butt. I don't want anything going in my butt. That's the communication that we have.
We have
now, when
hey
they
guys,
go,
we have
when you, if you go on.
We have another caller.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry. We have a caller. Caller? Hello, caller, caller. Who's this? Can you hear us?
Okay.
Start with these callers, but they don't got their phone right.
Yeah.
It just sounds real crazy.
Well, let me just say this right quick. Curves Magazine, we have our May issue out, so be sure to check it out. We have the beautiful model Rachel on the cover and some other folks inside of it. I can't think of the name at the moment, but yeah.
I just want to say congratulations to Rachel because she really did an awesome job with her photo
yes.
shoot. And
yes.
It's always awesome working with her on any project. So I just want to give a big up to her and all the women who have submitted from New York on down to us in Texas, you know. So I just want to give
yes.
a shout to all y'all that continue to support the thousands of fans who, you know, trying to be a part of the Curves movement. We really appreciate y'all. And we also appreciate, you know, our listeners, our emailers, our emails. Goodness gracious.
Yes.
So we just want to give y'all a big shout out because you are what makes us keep striving for a better magazine. So
yes.
Now we're doing this radio thing, and we're really excited about it, too. We also want you to listen to our girl Melinda when you guys get some time. Go on Curves mag.com, click on her show. It's a different show from ours, definitely, but she brings a lot of insight, so we just want to give her big support over there. And anything else you want to say, Jay Shell, before we get back in on to Fred?
No, I just love everybody, you know. I appreciate the fans, all the support. I've been with Curves ever since I started modeling, so thank you, Curves. Thank you. Where's my Kleenex? I feel a tear.
You act like you accepted an Academy Award.
Girl, yes.
You
guys been there for me, girl.
Call it Lou. Call it Lou.
Call it Lou. Yes, girl. Smooches. Okay, now back on the sex stuff. I mean, I want to know more.
Oh, you want me? Oh, so you can ask, like, whatever you want to ask him, because he seems to, you know, be so open with his sexuality. So I think that's a good thing. Go ahead and ask whatever you've
like
been
that.
Asking
like
from a man. Yeah, and a man should be like that. But like I said, when you're in a relationship and you're communicating with that partner, there you guys are going to explore that together. I don't think it's, you know, like if you we never talked about, it'd be weird if you never talked about certain things when we haven't. We talked about everything that we want to do sexually. You see what I'm saying? So I know I wouldn't ask that of him, and he's not going to ask that of me.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I'm saying. But on the other hand, he may have the conversation with his women, and they might want that. You know what I mean? So it's not,
oh,
no longer man, right with that.
We got another caller. I'm sorry. I need to interrupt.
You
we have a caller. Erica, 469. Girl, this is a good beat. 469, are you there?
So, anyway, you want to continue, Fred?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so, yeah, that's all I was saying.
Oh, that,
Is it Katie? I'm gonna come down, but just a notch. What's going on, y'all? I'm trying to find Joe J-Shell, you know what I'm saying? What's up? What is good, man? Tell me something.
Y'all, this is KD. No, no, he's one of my good friends, and he's my coworker, so he is hilarious. I don't know if y'all ever check out my Instagram. I do like little videos on him. He's like Kevin Hart funny. He'll have you like,
oh, this is the guy you were telling me about.
Yes!
Okay, this is the coworker.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so glad you called in, KD.
Man, I'm in here. I'm in the like swimwear. Get loose like gym wear. Okay, yeah. How everybody doing? You know what I'm saying? This weekend is so short, man. I'm ready to go back to work.
Yeah. Oh, nigga, yeah. Stop that line. Shit.
Okay, so you a co-worker of hers, so she really doesn't work at a strip club.
Oh, no, man. This is a strip club? Wow, man, where did you get that from? No. We work hard. Even when we hard at work, we still work hard.
I say I have a job, but I really don't have a job. They think I'm a stripper because I work at nights and I'm always in the bathroom taking selfies.
Taking selfies, selfie pics in the bathroom. That's all I'm saying.
Gotta keep it together.
So have you been listening to what we were just talking about? Can you give us another male insight on, you know, your sexual encounters or like
KD don't
get the finger in your butt.
Yeah, do you like your girl to put her finger up your butt, huh?
Oh no, nah, we're gonna cut that short. So that means that's a pinky now. We're gonna cut that short. Ain't no pinky, no finger going to my butt. So let's get started. I mean, would you like to try something new? Because the thing about it is this. I wouldn't mind putting my finger in your butt to see whatever reaction I get out of you. But that's just a new thing. I ain't even really with it. But, I mean, you know, sometimes you get fucked up and you be like, I'm finna see what else I can do. But then, you know, if she like it continues. If not, then guess what? Either she gonna think you gay or straight. Wait a minute now. This nigga turned me around and put his motherfucking index finger in my butt. Nah, we gonna do it like this, index finger. I'm like, what the fuck? That ain't how it's supposed to be. But guess
but
what?
Like you said, you weren't like comfortable
it.
With it. Yeah.
Oh, no, I ain't got time for no motherfucking FVs, finger butts. No. That's what Facebook is, finger butts. I ain't got time for that type, you know what I mean?
So what about the woman? I mean, can she kind of lick back there? You know, she's down there giving you head or whatever, and can she just kind of,
well,
you know, take
oh, a... man. Let me take my shirt out real quick. Should I hook it off, or should I just rip it off? But look, check this out. I'm going to be honest with you. I have never had nobody to encounter with that type of situation. So all I can say is,
So Katie, like real quick. You with somebody, you guys are sitting down having a conversation on what you like from her and what she likes from you. If she gives that okay for you to do that, you're comfortable in doing that, but not just out of the blue doing it.
Well, I don't even know nothing about it, so I can't be comfortable in doing it because, you know, what is it about is it's never have been done, so.
Right.
I can't go in the store and just open up one of them glasses and say, them glass doors and say, you know what I'm going to drink today. And they go home and just be so fucked up. I'm like, man, I'm drunk, man. I'm going to try something new. I ain't really just, you know, like I say, I like to make music and do stuff like that. So when a female come over there and tell me about butt playing with or is it okay to go down there where I fart at, then I'm going to be like, man, you know what? I'm going to take a sip. And I'm going to be like, you know what? I still feel the same. So, no, I don't feel like you should be down there. Because if I got gas, do I have to remind you? Nah, let's not do that. Because sometimes that can happen. You know, a nigga just love you. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, if a man loves you and he really don't want to tell you, ah, look, I got gas, babe. Let me get up out of the bed real quick. That ain't what's up. Because if he blowing your face, he backfiring you. Then what you
know
gonna
what?
Do?
I'm so glad you brought that up. I'm so glad you brought that up because Jay Shell had talked about.
Listen.
Yeah, no,
we
had talked about Jay Shell. You know, you had talked about the men. You know how men are uncomfortable to use the restroom in front of you. You know how we just go in the bathroom when we just go.
Yes,
you know, and are like a man won't fart in front of you, or you know, I'm just saying.
Right.
They always assume that we wait for the man to leave so we can go in the bathroom and boo-boo. No. If I got enough, I got to go.
But that is so true. I mean, me personally, I call it a dump. You know, a dumpiola. And I say, look, baby, I'm going to go take a dumpiola real quick. You know what I'm saying? I make it funny because that's, I can break that subject of in my mind knowing that, okay, look, I love this girl, so look. If I can't take a dump in front of you, might be in the shower. I'll be like, man, if I can't jump up and just take a dump, Yola, then it's going to be a problem because I want to be able to come in there. I mean, I'll spray before I dump. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, with the bath soap should be good.
So
you got that caress.
If I'm in there putting on my makeup or whatever in the mirror, and you said, man, I got to pee. You wouldn't have a problem with peeing in there, you know,
look, I am going to come in there real quick. Peeing, liquid is not a problem. When you start getting waste and manure from your body, from all your stuff that's been clogged up, then I want to make sure if I got to hold my breath, listen to me, if I hold my breath, then that means that I'm holding my breath because I can stand your shit. But if I can't hold my breath, I don't give a damn. I'm like, man, I'm trying to get up out of here. That's love.
That's love right there.
Capitalize
that's
that
love.
Shit. Put it in bold.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
yeah.
He's spelling that word. That's
okay.
Love.
So Fred, what
I mean,
do you have a problem? Fred, you there? Fred?
Hey, yeah. I'm here.
How you doing, Fred? Man,
I
didn't get a chance to introduce myself.
Oh,
how you doing, Fred?
What's up, man?
Let's run it, Fred. I mean, hey, what's going on, Fred? Man, look, I'm KD Kim Dad, man. You know, I had to introduce myself to you because I didn't even know you was on here, man. I want to respect the game because gang get respected. How you doing, Fred? You all right?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, man. It's all good, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm respecting the game.
All right, man. Look, man, I like to show my love, man, because love don't show me. I want to respect you, man. We can roll it on the time when you say so. But we're going to get back to this real quick because I know it's a time thing. And look, Fred, I just wanted to introduce myself. I want to dip in, dip out real quick. You know what I'm saying? I got
you. Well, I appreciate you.
Let's roll it if y'all
show.
Ready. No problem. No problem.
I mean, I'm glad I got his side and I got Fred's side. But let's go back to Fred.
Yeah.
Fred, are you comfortable with a female being in the bathroom with you, doing what you need to do, you know, getting makeup on while you're taking the shit, or vice versa?
That's a sacred moment.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry.
That's a sacred moment. I don't want nobody in the bathroom while I'm taking a dump. You know what I'm saying? That's me and my phone. I ain't trying to share my phone with you, you know what I'm saying? I need to be able to be in there making my funny faces or whatever I'm doing. I'm getting, you know what I'm saying, taking a dump. I don't need no woman smelling all that. And then she ain't, you know what I'm saying, that's going to make her not want to lick something. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh,
yeah.
Nah, them earlier, you was up. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't want to see her do it either, though. I don't like being in the bathroom while
but see, look. Excuse me, Kev. Look, Fred. Look. I agree with you, bro. I really do. I really agree with you. That's why I'm glad that she asked me the question the way she asked me. Would I be able to stand going into the bathroom? I'm listening. My ears are open because I want to be able to repeat this because you ain't got to push play and rewind. We're gonna do it right now. Look. I mind going into the bathroom because, I mean, I love this girl, okay. I go in the bathroom and smell a couple of, you know, dumps that have been dumped out. But at the same time, I don't want you in the bathroom with me because, you know what I'm saying, it's just that manly thing. Like, I want to let it go. If I let all this shit go, you know what I'm saying? I gotta get comfortable. I might get naked. Some people get they strip down naked and take a damn shit.
That is true.
But guess
what?
Some guys do that.
Yeah.
Man, I get all the way naked, man. I want to be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I want to feel good. And then I lock the door. That's something about me. I have locked the door because I don't need you coming in and smelling this shit, man.
So
I'm already going to enough shit.
Wait a minute.
That shit is still gonna come out. It goes under the door. That smell don't leave.
I'm going to spray. I'll put a towel up under. I'll turn the shower on and steam it up.
KD, I got to know. So at work, you're taking all your clothes off to take a dump? Now, come on now.
Man, I'm going to take all my damn shit off, man. Because I want to be able to get comfortable. I want to make sure that listen to me. I want to make all the subjects that we have had today. This shouldn't be shit to y'all. This is what the truth is. I want to get comfortable because I might be able to. I want to be able to just jump inside the shower after I get finished. I don't want to be able to unbuckle my belt and pull my pants, kick my shit off, and then take my socks out. That's too much shit. I can get butt naked so that way if I feel like there was a messy shit or a shit to where I've been holding because I don't want. You know what I'm saying? Now, Jay Shell, you already know that. The little short Mexican lady come in there and she be in there cleaning. Listen to me, y'all. This is gonna be so hilarious. Man, look, I had to take a dumpiola. I was like Joe, look, I'm finna go on her right now because I already know what time she come. I went in there real quick, and this right here might not be disrespectful to y'all, but it's for the world to hear. This is the truth. I went in there I took a dump, and then when she came in there and tried to open up the door, you know what I'm saying? I was like. I didn't say nothing because I knew I wanted her to know that I was in there, but I didn't want her to know I was in there. She thought that the door was locked, so she went and told Bubba, which is our supervisor. She went and told him, me don't know. The door is locked. No, nowhere else. It's not working for me. And he came in and he said, oh, no. When I heard that door open, Joe, right there where old man Kelly be at, I was like, I shot out real quick. I got myself together real quick. I shot out real quick. And you know that little receiving window right there where you can look inside? She went out the door and just jammed the lock. I mean, I shot her real quick because I didn't want her to know that what type of load that I had to let go. You know what I'm saying? I was eating them hot fries, and I was like, man, I got to go real quick. And I had that sex on the beach. That sex on the beach that's pushing on through. That sex on the beach that ran me right through. Look. Hey, look, I put it in the freezer and froze for a little bit. So you know how it is. We work in the cold environment. So when you already cold and you go in there and take a cold shit, oh, no. I went in there, man. I made sure I got out of there before she went in there and cleaned that bathroom because Richard went in there. Richard went in there. She caught his ass. She came up to him when we was doing production and told him, hey, you was in there. She basically said, no way, no, you tore it up. I read that missing shit, man. I'm not gonna let her catch me going letting out a dump. I don't even know you. I don't want you to take my shit right now. I ain't taking your shit. So I had went up in there, man. I shot at her real quick. I shot at her, and Bubba said, "Oh, it's something like that. Ain't nobody in there. Somebody been in there. Like you said, the aroma gonna come up on the door and floor, and people gonna smell it. You ain't gonna see me around her. I shot at her so quick." I'm telling you the truth. Next time we can do this real talk. Look, we can put a live video and I'll record this so we can put it on the radio. We can do that.
Wait, Katie, this is what I want to ask you. We were talking about this earlier about, you know, threesomes and orgies and all that. Do you have a problem with it being two guys and a female, or do you want to be two women?
Well,
and a male?
You know what? Me personally, I really don't have no problem with a threesome, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you have kind of reversed a little bit, two guys. I mean, it might be a pleasure if that's my best friend or one of my main homeboys, but I have never just jumped to the situation. Listen, when I say threesome, I don't mean nobody behind me. I don't mean no dog that's kind of don't got no sense that was born out. He was a mutt, so he gonna fuck anything. I don't mean just getting behind a nigga. Nah, ain't nobody sticking nothing in me. I ain't sticking nothing in you. Now, if it's a female, now I'm gonna show her the business. But we got that out of the way. We live, right? We got that out of the way. But I'm not gonna have no nigga behind me when I'm trying to get the best thing that happened to me. No, man. get your ass back there, man. That shit is wild.
But you know, that's how I feel. Like on a woman's standpoint, I wouldn't want a woman doing me. You know, like it's just that's not what I.
Well,
that
means the party is not corrected right now. If you can't, a threesome. This is the bottom line. A threesome. You got to be interacting with everybody to make sure everybody on the same page. If you got a person over there that drinks, smokes, and you got a person over there that lick ass, person over there that suck balls.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. We got another caller.
Bring them in. Bring them in. Reel them in.
I don't know if they're listening or they want to talk, so I don't know. So if you want to talk, talk, you know.
If not, then you know what?
Huh.
Is you in that caller? Because if you ain't in that caller, we're going to continue. Time is money, time. Like we were saying, can you please go ahead and continue this on, man? Because we under you right now. And if they ain't got nothing to say, we're going to continue our shit.
Right.
This
right,
is two.
Right.
Where we at? Where we at?
So, we were talking about the threesome, and, you know, like, some people are into that. I'm saying I'm not, so that's just it. That's
what?
It.
Okay, now I'm listening.
What you say, Fred?
We under you.
Go ahead.
Now.
Who's talking?
Now, this Fred, though. Okay, this is you saying it's cool for you and your homeboy to be in the same vicinity smashing a chick, though, at the same time?
Man, this shit came from straight. Can I say something, Fred? Real talk. I just feel like this, man. Look, that's the closest reason that I can answer that question to. I'm not gonna be in there with just a. You know how you go to a swingers party and then everything just jump off and then you get fucked up. That's why I was trying to separate it from. People normal natural realities of senses, and then going to a person that's fucked up, drunk, ex-pill, and let shit happen, and be like, I'm finna do this shit, and really you like woke up and you was like, damn, I got fucked in my ass. No, that shit ain't gonna happen. I want to make sure that I'm on top of my shit, cause when I lay down, I want to make sure when I wake up, I know what the hell I did. I don't want to be like no movie to where somebody keep winding me and why hell no, man.
So you wouldn't go, basically, KD, you wouldn't be at no swingers club, basically.
If I go to a swingers club, I'm just going to be swinging up in that motherfucker. And if anybody touch me, I'm going to be mad as a motherfucker. If you a nigga, if you was a man. Because on the way, I'm going to be your friend and shake your hand if I can bang your girl. And you cool with it. Because you don't get that shit every goddamn day, man.
But
you don't have it every day like that.
If you at a swingers club.
What'd you say, Fred?
If you at a swingers club, because I was approached, where a dude was like, I want you to smash my wife, and I want to watch. You going to smash that dude's wife while he watching?
Man, I'm finna get in there and smash the hell out of his wife, because I feel like the reason why is this. He asked me to do it. And you can't walk up into nobody's house without worrying about busting the nut and getting shot in the back of your back or your head and trying to make his wife. No, you told me to, man, you told me to smash and mash your wife. I'm finna get like Mario, man.
You don't know if he enjoying looking at you or he was enjoying looking at her.
All right. Okay. Well, if he enjoyed looking at me, he's been recording it since I've been smashing her. That's why he asked me. That's already a scenario. Seeing can he get off on me when I made that decision, and then when I leave, he want to make sure he still got had some handcuffs. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the video. If he watching, listen to me. If he watching me on the video, he already know that he finna try to see if he can get me to get in so he can get in later. So I already say no. You want me to smash your wife? You want to record it? I don't give a damn about you recording. But if you try to get off on me on the end, I'm going to make sure that you bring your wife to my house, because I ain't no cameras going to be rolling up in this motherfucker. You ain't going to make no money off of me, man. I'm telling you. That's how real it gets. Bottom line, it gets that real. I don't want to throw myself out there. I'm always thinking about that. And when Joe see me, you know, I'm doing my job, but at the same time, I'm like, man, I got other shit to worry about. This type of shit right here was get me to get discombobulated, because I can't focus on why in the hell can't nobody get no answers. We're right here today. I'm going to give you some answers. I'm not going to record nothing. I don't like hotels. I don't like motels, but I do it real quick because I'm fucked up. Now, we need to get on a subject to where when you drunk and you do some shit and you like, I did that? So you need to say my phone and over backwards.
Okay.
And I let
okay.
the motherfucker eat my pussy when my back was touching my ankles. Hell yeah, you did that shit. You want me to show you the video? That's how it gets. But now, right now.
No,
right
okay,
now.
So Fred, have you...
Fred, tell me something, Fred. Tell me something, Fred. We can't go on without you, man. For real. We got you. We got you.
What's the question?
The question was being inside a swingers party for me or
I mean,
just being somewhere to where your girl, you know, getting banged and he okay with it. He looking at you like he want to fuck you. So I want to see.
Now, I've had an instance when I was in the Navy. This was years ago. I was in Canada. And in Canada, the black man is heaven in Canada. I mean, the black man is God in Canada. So we had a 20 person orgy. It was 10 dudes and 10 women. And we just shared them all. We just rotated the women around the room. Also stuff like that. You can do that, you know what I'm saying, because everybody is sharing a different chick. It's not two dudes on one chick where things can touch and cross paths and cheating and all that.
Lord,
you know what I'm saying? It's different. You know, ain't nobody watching what somebody else doing. Everybody doing their own thing. And then you like, all right, let me get that one over there. And then you know what I'm saying? You have like a little merry-go-round thing going on. But just some old stuff where you want to watch me smash your girl, and I ain't comfortable with that because you might be getting off looking at me. And I can't function in that type of situation. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah, that's
little buddy gonna be like, nah, I ain't with you. You know,
yo,
you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Type of situation. But you know, because it go down like that at the swing club. Somebody roll up on you. You know what I'm saying? Be like, hey, you know, hey, can you smash my wife? You know what I'm saying? But it's all kind of thing. But my deal is if it can't be two dudes and one woman in a room. Now it can be she can be back in the back. I go in there and beat it up, and then my homeboy can go in there and beat up when I get done out the room. But I gotta go first.
Yeah. That little friend. Look, I'm with you on that, man. I'm for real. I'm with you on that, man, because I don't want nobody really looking at me do something that really is gonna be, you know. We can do this shit like this. You can go in there. What's the point of watching me when you gonna get the same fucking thing in the end? A nut,
you know what
and go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? I don't need you watching me because that's not what's up. You watching me? You looking at my ass or you looking at my balls? What the fuck? I don't want you looking at the. I don't need nobody looking for me at the back.
I
don't even want my woman looking at me from the back. That she can't see me. That's why I don't want to look at because I don't want you to see how my muscles tighten up and I'm driving in. But if a nigga looking at it, he looking at that ass. I don't like that shit, man.
Okay, so let me.
You ain't finna watch me from the back, man.
Nigga, ain't nobody gonna watch you from the back. Fred, so how's your sex game? I mean, is it like A1 or is it like?
A lot of times. It depends on the woman. If the woman go hard, I'm gonna go hard. But if she boring, then it ain't gonna be nothing. But yeah, I feel like I'm a G with mine. I mean, because my deal is ain't nothing off limit. You know what I'm saying? So however she wanted, if she wanted like this, if she wanted from the front, she wanted from the back, she wanted me to smash it fast or short. I mean, I can accommodate, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and I ain't no little dude. I'm Texas size, you know what I'm saying? So I'm Texas made.
Uh-oh.
So it's like,
oh,
man,
shit.
If it's bigger and better in Texas, get it. Okay. Uh-huh.
Well, can I say something? Please, can I say something, Fred? Might I just say something, please, Fred? So you the boss. You the boss. Can I say something?
Yeah.
All right, listen, viewers. Look, Fred, look, I respect you, man, but look, I'm a little motherfucker, man. But I still have a big dick. And a lot of big niggas say that, you know, that they shit is this. Man, look, I'm a little nigga, man. I can hold my dick with two hands. I don't even give a damn. I can dance with two hands and still pose a sin and cock over and leave to the side and make a kickstand. But I'm not going to make nobody believe that unless I'm fucking them. Ain't too many women. I don't really talk that shit, you know what I'm saying, because I know I can't fuck everybody woman. I can't prove to everybody. But the only thing I know is if you want to get involved, like, you know what I'm saying, for the woman, like I'm talking to a woman, so that way all the viewers out there won't think that I want them to look at me from the back. Nah, because that ain't going to happen. I just want to make sure that I'm doing what I like to do and what I love to do. If we all need money, we all going to get money. I respect the game. But when it comes down to fucking, oh, shit. I'm the best at it. I can't say I'm, go ahead, Fred. I can't say I'm the best at it, man, but I'm a little nigga, man. I gotta speak, man. I need a damn extension on my shit, man. Since I'm a little nigga, you know what I'm saying?
One thing I've heard and I've encountered, and I want to ask the two women on the station.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. A lot of women like to look at dudes that's 10 inches and up. But the average woman
mm-hmm.
say they do not want to mess with a dude that's over 10 inches. It's good
Ooh,
to look at, but they don't
something?
Want it in them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm asking.
I think we talked about that a couple of episodes ago about size,
yeah.
Didn't we, J-Shell? Because,
yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. Me, personally, I'm not about to be dying over no nigga. I'm not about to get hurt no type of way. He ain't going to be having no pull all the way down to his ankle. It ain't happening. He ain't getting that in me. So, it just, nah. Mm-mm.
What is your perfect size? What's a good size for you that'll make you comfortable?
What I'm with now. No, let me...
Speak on it. 8, 9, 10, 3, 4?
No, never a 3. Never.
Okay.
This J Shell. I mean, I've had big dicks. I've had little dicks. I've had big dicks that's beating it up, and I ain't feeling shit. You know what I'm saying? And I've had little dicks that's hitting everything up in there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I don't have a presence. I'm like, as long as he's able to make me come and hitting everything up, just up in there. You know how we talk about Katie up in there like that? Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. That stroke, right?
Look,
that stroke game.
This is how you got to break it down.
If they ain't got that stroke
game.
You know, like a lot of dudes like to be down there eating for a long time. That, nah, come on, get up.
Nah, I ain't doing that.
Get
your ass up and Where's the meat at?
Where's
the beef? Fuck the lick, where's the meat?
That's it. That's my slogan. Fuck the lick, where's the meat? There, you know.
Yeah.
Saying. But you know, at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's, you know, some women, you know what I'm saying, require a different type of stroke game. Like some women like it, you gotta come from the side. You might gotta come from the right side. You might gotta come from the left side. Or you might just gotta just straight pin their legs behind their head to really get to that certain spot. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing is, you know, especially with a dude like me, I like to try to please a woman. I want her to get hurt. But a lot of times, you got to explore where that spot is, you know what I'm saying, you know, the stroke to get her where she needs to get. And you know what I'm saying?
Have you ever been somebody with somebody real loose that you really can't explore that, right?
Look. Can I please stop? I know we're on a radio station. I know time is money. Can I please say something? Kim Dean, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Awesome Hands. I just want to be able to just dip in there, and I will be able to tell y'all about a subject like that. So can I please just say one little thing? I want to hear y'all. Okay, this is what I got to say. My whole thing about that is I can't really speak for the little dick niggas. I can't really speak for the big dick niggas. If I'm in between, I'm in between. I want you to know that I'm working with something, and I'm only 5'6", and I come in that motherfucker, and I want people to understand, not just people, because men are X'd out, women are always in. But my thing about it is I have never really just tried. I'm not the type of guy to try to walk around and see who I can try to, you know, get the best out of, because I done ran into a woman to where I was like, damn, I don't know if I'm going to be enough for her. You know what I'm saying? So I have to. I'm just being real. Mm-hmm. When a woman just comes, just show me that monkey and be ready to just unzip me and just. I might not be ready yet because I might not be on yet, nigga. I ain't finna go in there and be trying to let you whip my shit out in there soft and then. I mean, you can get it hard. There ain't shit to it. That would love come in there. I ain't finna let you whip my dick out and I ain't ready yet because let me go. Let me be a damn man about my shit. You ain't finna just go in there. That's the same way. If you know that monkey ain't really just, you been sweating, it's been crying, and it's been coming, if you cheating, it's all about the truth. You ain't gonna get the real unless the real spill. So I'm just gonna make it feel what it feel. It is what it is. I can't go off reality because reality is not me. I can look at it like this. If you know that that monkey is ready and you know it smells fresh, I mean, you still can fool me. But I'm trying to stop you from getting me. Like, I'm going to be able to beat that monkey up, come home. If you cheat on me with somebody else, man, then fuck that monkey. It ain't about who bigger or not. It's about getting a disease. I'm like, fuck that shit. I ain't trying to be with that. But I want to enjoy the sex and enjoy the puss, the real shit out there. It's women and it's hoes. It's hoes, it's women. It's little girls, big girls. It's real dicks and it's toys. Now, it's a decision to make. My shit is, I stand in there because I want to be able to prove 5-6 mean a lot of dick. Okay. I don't give a damn. A person like you say, Fred, I have never asked how tall you is. I have never sized you up. But my thing about it is you might just be the man. You might just be the man. You could be.
Oh, Lord.
But the rest of the people out there right now, look, Fred, real talk. You give me the right to go ahead and just say what I feel. If you say, look, man, I'm going too far, tell me, because I'm going to keep it real with you, because I want this shit to make some money, because I love my black people. But these people out here right now, they out there choosing, picking and choosing, and then abusing in the end. You abuse your pussy for some bullshit. You want some real dick? Look, I can give you what is satisfaction to you? Is it 5, 10, 15, 20? Kind of like a $20 bill. Is it money, or are you just fucking for a nut? Okay, well, we can fuck for a nut, or we can fuck for a buck. What the hell are we gonna do? I don't want to go in there with a little dick, knowing that I ain't got the goddamn time because I work overnight. When I get out, you probably going to work. And if I'm at home on the off days, I got this motherfucking me Saturdays and Sundays and half a Saturday. So when I go in there and put it down, I got to put in fucking work. And you got niggas that's walking around right now with no job and they trapping it up. And they beating the shit out of our motherfucking females while we gone. Guess what? She likes it, but she love us. Why the hell she still here? If my dick got a goddamn size in the fucking school study type of shit. If I go to school to be like, my dick is 6 inches, you need to go with them over there because you handicapped. Yeah, 10 inches over here. Oh, you need to come over here, man. You big dick balling. Or you go over there, you like horse dick. You bestiality, goddamn me. It's always a breakdown to the subject, man. And I just want to be able to come on your radio, man, with the opportunity of Fred, you know what I'm saying, because we all got to support. But when you ask me a question about
what you drinking?
Man, I'm fucked up, man. Man, my shit mixed up.
Drinking.
That's why I'm at home.
Drinking,
look,
I'm
drinking on some. Man, I'm actually on some goddamn.
I
had
think
some Ciroc.
Our show turned into what shenanigans now? Just random.
Man, I got too much shit. I'm on, man. I'm drinking on some mud. Can I try to make it that simple? If these people, if the viewers ain't listening, they don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm drinking on some mud. That means I got a lot of shit mixed up. I'm drinking on everything.
Some champagne.
Like a puppy. Shit,
well,
I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. No problem.
Okay, Katie, I want to thank you for coming on our show.
Yeah.
You had me laughing. I can't see you. So I'll see you, I guess, later on tonight.
Yeah, that's if I come in, because I'm drinking a lot of shit. I'm a mutt right now. I'm going to come in crying around trying to. Yeah, but look, I appreciate y'all for letting me be on here. You know what I'm saying? Jay Shell,
yes.
Fred, and what's the other person? You have
KL.
All right, KL. Well, look, we all in here right now. You know what I'm saying? And I just appreciate y'all for welcoming to y'all show, man, and let me, you know what I'm saying, do what I had to say and say what I had to do.
We
and
appreciate you.
It is what
that
it
was
is.
Fun.
I mean,
yeah.
I appreciate y'all, man. Look, anytime, just call me up. Y'all got my number.
No.
If they don't, Jay Shell, get on your goddamn shit. We in here.
Yes, that's right.
We in here. So So I appreciate y'all,
right,
man. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, now.
All right,
y'all. Hey, look. Hey, y'all. Strap it up, y'all.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. What?
Detox. Okay.
I'm on a new level.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't heard
that's
so much thing. I mean, I want him to call in when he's a little bit sober, though. Just
my coworker been doing a little drinking, yeah. Because
he's normally like
too.
Not like that. He just... he always like that, your coworker?
Oh, well, not drunk, but, I mean, he does talk, yes.
Oh, it just sounds like he was a little bit for
no,
you.
He was drunk, but but he does talk like that, though. He runs his mouth like that.
I forgot the question.
But everybody, you are listening to Shenanigans with Jay Shell and KL on Curve
Random
Radio.
Newly, a.k.a. name, Random.
Random shit, I'm trying to tell you. So if you'd like to call in and listen to some more of this shit, it's area code 646-668-8898. Or you can just, you know, check us out on Curves Mag. That's CURVZMag.com. I guess we're going to keep on talking. I don't know. Fred may have some more freaky stuff to talk about or gay shit. I don't know. But,
you know what I'm saying? But, hey, it's whatever. You know what I'm saying? I talk about it all.
See?
I talk about it all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, hey. We need to get on this Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm worried. You know what I'm saying? That Trump finna be the president. You know. Then we gonna.
Who you worried about being the president? I'm sorry. Who you worried about?
I'm worried about Trump being the president. You know, because he bringing all the crazies out, and they gonna feel even more empowered to get it in more than they've been doing already. You know, so, you know, it's real scary right now the way things are going in this country, you know, with these elections and stuff like that. It almost seems like it's just making a mockery of the whole democratic system that we, you know, that we got going. You know, because it looks like we're going to have Donald Trump that ain't never held a political office in his life and is walking around and talking reckless. And then you got Hillary Clinton. I don't know if she's gay or if she's straight. You know, it's got war crimes and had folks killed and moving drugs through Arkansas. I mean, it's like we ain't got nobody to choose from. I'm a Bernie Sanders guy myself, but he old and you know, it don't look like he gonna win. You know what I'm saying? He gonna get the nomination. So really, man, you know, it looks like the country is going in a bad place. So really, everybody needs to just have a good time now, you know, because after a while, it might get real bad. You know, I'm already looking at a plane ticket to go back to Africa. So, you know,
uh-oh.
Yeah, it might get bad out here, you know. Trump going to send all the Mexicans back, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
He's going to build a wall. He's going to send all the Mexicans back except the ones that work for him.
Uh-huh.
And then his supporters gonna be George Zimmerman and all of his friends. So it might be finna get ugly.
Well, KL, you going back? You gonna get your ticket?
No. KL straight. She ain't got to worry about going nowhere. She got the complexion for the protection. So you know, she good. You know, she's
right.
You know what I'm saying? She's straight. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, she can maneuver in between. You know what I'm saying? She's good.
So what are you, light skinned?
No, I'm dark skinned. I gotta
you're
get on that shift.
Like I am,
yeah,
yeah,
I'm in a field.
Yeah.
I say, but I'm
yeah, we feel
I'm,
nigga,
I'm that dude. Uh-huh. I'm the field dude on underground. I'm trying to save everybody though. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to poison. They let me in the house. I'm poisoning
their
food.
I'm going to be up in the house because, you know, they're going to be wanting to sleep with me anyway. So,
ain't no bed with you.
They're going to be sleeping with me anyway.
Then that's when you gotta poison their food or something, you know, put something in their lemonade and their apple pie. You know what I'm saying?
That's what Kev gonna have to do, cause she's gonna be on the in-house nigga that is, you know, cause she's light skinned, so.
Yeah, she's pretty yellow. Yes, she is. Oh, you is light skinned. What is you?
I'm not. I'm black. So let's move on.
Yeah, you are black.
I already know how I get about that subject. I think everybody, you know, if some people want to go back to Africa, go back to Africa. If you feel scared, you don't want to fight for your country, go on, run. Run.
This ain't my country.
Go on, run back to Africa. Anyway, I don't think you should be telling people if they light skinned they can stay, they can blend. That ain't your call.
Yeah, they can blend in. I mean, hey, look, we all got ancestors.
Everybody got ancestors. Everybody done been mixed up. You don't know what
you are.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that. That's right. Preach.
Look.
Cause I don't know. Some people got kids that come out different colors, so you're gonna go back to Africa with these kids because they blend.
But that's the power of melanin. Only melanin can do that. You know, only melanoids can put two chocolate people together and get a light skinned person. But at the same time, if two melanoids get together and make a light skinned person, hey, you safe. But we got to go.
40.
Nobody going nowhere. They gonna look at Africa and they gonna be like,
Africa is a beautiful place. It's
might
a
have
continent.
To start
it's
looking at
country.
Some other places. You know, they
Africa
might have to look at
a,
some other places. It's not just a run to place. You know, they have problems over there too. So
yeah,
it's
but
not,
it's a continent. It's a lot of people get Africa mixed up. They look at Africa as
no,
a country.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of beautiful places in Africa. You know, I just like looking at America. But saying, you know what I'm saying, well, the Fifth Ward in New Orleans is a representative of all the United States of America when it's not. You know
who
what I'm saying?
That?
So it's,
when
people say going back to Africa, you know, I don't know because it ain't what you think. Well, you know, that's like it's just certain parts of anywhere that might be ran down. And
that's anywhere you go, though. That's what
I'm
saying.
Right.
It ain't
no,
like
no.
a safe haven for me either. You know, ain't no world here safe. That's all I'm saying. So, I mean, everybody, run back. Go ahead.
I'll either go to Haiti. I don't know if I'm
I think it's like a lot of different kind of diversity everywhere.
Man, or London. It's
what about you,
Jay
Shell? You going back? You going back, Jay Shell?
I ain't going nowhere.
Nah.
I ain't going nowhere. I wish a nigga would try to make me go somewhere.
He like, you going to Botswana, Madagascar.
I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, Ghana, go to Egypt.
They should keep it her black ass right here.
That's right. Trump be like, fold my sheets. Okay, Mr. Trump, I fold your sheets. But, yeah, on the for real, though, man, you know, hopefully this election go a little bit better. Maybe Hillary will get indicted or something, and Bernie Sanders will get that get the nomination. Other than that, we're gonna be in some real trouble. I don't trust Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. They both the same people to me.
You can't trust nobody in that game.
Yeah.
Well, you can. Bernie Sanders is a pretty. I've been following him for a long time. You know, he's a pretty trustworthy guy.
Everybody talks a good game, so we just go keep it moving. So, you got any upcoming events coming up? I know that we didn't touch on that last time. We want people to invite some people out. I know we're doing a bridal show.
Yes, May 22nd.
May 22nd. So we want all our listeners to come out. You guys are big support, so want to head that. Mr. Fred, you have any events that you're going to be hosting or any, you know, services? Because I know you did mention your VIP shuttle bus.
Okay. Hold on. Oh, man, this chick was sending me some pictures. Man, I be telling chicks don't be sending that stuff to my phone, man. You know, expect my phone. But,
you know, you
anyway.
Like that shit. Play that. Like
about
that.
To get out the phone, go swing a little bit.
Yeah.
Sorry. Swing.
Swing.
Okay. It, it's It's prom season, so I've been doing a lot of proms. I did a bachelor party the other night up at Ecstasy. That was off the chain. But them scribbles up at Ecstasy, they need to step their game up because they wasn't all that fine. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Ecstasy got some terrible strippers. But, you know what I'm saying, that's what we do. We do bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, proms, get theaters.
Tell them how they
can
get in touch with you.
You know what I'm saying? You can just hit me up at, you know what I'm saying, at thevipLimousines.com. That's thevipLimousines with a S.com. Or just Google VIPCNS limo service, and I'm right there. You know what I'm saying? And,
okay.
Can I get my phone number out or no?
No,
yeah, I don't
know.
Check me out. I don't know.
It might be already out there. You missed the international and stuff.
Oh, yeah. These guys are ready to do a threesome with you. So go ahead. Throw your name out there.
No.
Go ahead. You got a business line or your personal line? I don't know. Just put that.
Yeah.
Go
see,
ahead. They're going to send him hate mail. They're going to be like, hate Texas. They go hate text to his phone.
see the thing is, man, you know, I ain't with that two dudes in the same room stuff. Two dudes and one girl. Nah, that's out there. And I don't drink. I'm not a heavy drinker. I don't drink much at all. I might have some Long Island Iced Tea, but I'm not a heavy drinker, so I'm not going to be in a situation where I'm like, oh, man, I was drunk. I was on some pills and some dick accidentally fell in my ass. I'm not ever going to be in that situation, you know what I'm saying, because I don't drink like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't let people just give me drinks. So, you know, that stuff like that, I ain't never going to be in those type of situations. I like freaky stuff, but at the same time, I need to know. I like to know what's going on at all times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
So you're not going to give out your number to the guys? No.
He say he's not giving out his number over the radio, but if they need to hit him up, they can hit him up on his website or at
on your backside, on the backside. What'd you say?
VIPLimousines.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
VIPCNS Limousine Service out of Grand Prairie, Texas. We rolling.
All right, Fred. Well, it's been real fun with you. We appreciate you coming on, speaking your mind.
No problem. Man, I appreciate it, man. I enjoy y'all honesty, man, and y'all got a real tight radio show. You know what I'm saying, man?
Thank you.
Hey, I wish y'all the best of luck.
You call back anytime. We ain't gonna
you sure
be out there.
Oh, man, hey, this is what I do. I'm always on somebody radio show. So you know what I'm saying? Hey, this what I do. This is what I enjoy. So hey, I call back.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm an open book. I answer any questions y'all got. You know what I'm saying? Hey. I'm pretty versed on a whole bunch of stuff. So, hey, it is what it is.
Yep, and we appreciate your honesty.
Always.
We sure do. You know, stay black and your black pride and all that good stuff.
What?
And I'm missing Fred. But this has been Shenanigans. I want to thank all of our listeners for listening.
What'd you say? Bye, y'all. We'll see Fred over in Africa. All right.
So, like I said, this has been Shenanigans with Jay Shell and KL with our wonderful guest, Fred, and my coworker, KD. Oh, Lord, yeah.
And Static that called in a couple of times. We got you, Static.
Yeah, we had some other callers calling in. They're probably just listening to the show. I think that's what was going on. But that's okay. I appreciate them listening. So, but I want to thank y'all again for listening. Lord willing, we'll be back Sunday. I don't know because I got my little event going on next Sunday. I got to talk to y'all about that, you know. But anyway, so I don't know when we'll be back. So. I'm just saying.
Y'all know she's crazy. We'll see y'all.
I'm crazy.
All right, bye.
Okay, we'll see y'all. Much love. Mwah. Smooches.